Hello there. This is How to Die Alone.
It's like, yeah, they're like, we support you, but fuck you.
That's the best part. We're just bumping all these guys for an hour. That's the best. Just to listen to. I've been getting high all afternoon in preparation.
How's
for
that
this,
different from any other afternoon, John?
Well, normally I'm preparing to play Overwatch on the PlayStation 4.
Is preparing not getting high?
Yeah.
Who's your best character?
I don't want to talk about that right now. It's private.
It's a personal matter.
It's a personal decision.
Yeah.
So recently, I guess, David Wayne, you just had a birthday, right?
David Wayne. David.
Yeah. Yeah, he did get kicked by a horse.
Yeah, everybody say happy birthday to David.
Thank you.
Now everybody say you're a special boy.
Nobody's saying it. Nobody
agrees
he's
that.
A special boy.
He is. He's special in my
mind. How old are you, David?
Wayne. How long am I going to do it? All right, I'll stop. Oh, fuck you. No.
He brings a certain quality.
Just, and he gets up on the open mic and he just does David Wayne.
Yeah, he's like a worst Pokemon ever.
This one's so hard to carry around.
He like throws his throws his back out. He's like, it's like a beach ball. He's like,
Snorlax like, look at this lazy bastard.
I'm 34, so I just turned 34.
Ew.
Yeah,
34.
I'm an old man.
Yeah, you made it.
You don't look a day over 45.
Yeah. We're taking bets on whether or not I make it to 40. So.
The over-under is like 300 pounds. Yeah, yeah, those.
No, it's a New England PBR.
I can't say it. Narragansett?
Narragansett.
Narragansett? Yeah.
You just dropped the N-bomb?
Get out of here, you Narragansetts.
All right, so my friend went to a wedding over the weekend, and the guy rented Gritty from the Philadelphia Flyers to come out.
The mascot?
Yeah, the mascot, the Gritty for his wedding.
I'm amazed he was available.
You could have put Stephen Henry in a beanie, and it would have been half price.
I just assume there's never been a wife who regretted a decision more.
Hockey mascot at a wedding?
No, it was $3,000 for half an hour.
Good God.
Yeah, no shit, yeah.
Like, imagine being a mascot and being like, how much are you going to charge? You're like, oh, you're going to pay me? I'm going to do this shit for the fame.
It's like, I knew when I was getting beat up in high school that this mascot thing was going to really pay off someday.
It's going to be a wedding slap shot contest.
Jealous, though.
Yeah.
Other mascots got to be like, I never did no wedding.
Nobody here follows sports. They're just like, yeah, we don't know.
I just want to call him Kazoo. That's the only note. No, that's no, the.
How much to get Bucko Bruce to my gay wedding? Like that would. I feel like that would be appropriate. Two Bucko Bruce.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, so like
my cousin actually got the Tampa Bay Buccaneer 1 year for their wedding.
So just like a guy in a pirate costume?
No, the actual Buccaneer. Like this is a whole.
So
fucking
a guy
thing.
In a pirate costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That wedding took a turn, man.
We will find a way.
They just drove to Orlando and got the first Captain Jack Sparrow on the side of the road they could find.
He's like, she's my bride now.
Yeah, it's Tom Hanks.
Cousin's Tom Hanks?
I gotta respect yeah. Garofalo. Someone whose name would be, that sounds close.
Garofalo?
What, someone who books Gritty?
Yeah.
No, the best part was that, like, somebody's grandmother fell and broke her wrist. And then...
That's the best part? Yeah. The best part of this wedding is when I saw old lady get
that old lady falling.
I cannot wait to get married.
Yeah. That's how you know it's going to last.
Yeah, the mascot just give her 4 minutes for roughing.
Everybody was crying.
Okay. Some people get divorced, but Nana's going to have a fucked up wrist forever.
It's like it's lucky if it's raining on your wedding day. Like, what if you, like, what about when your grandma breaks her wrist? Yeah, because, like, she broke her wrist. They're like, oh, my God. They sent her to the hospital. Then they're like, all right, here comes Gritty. And he's, like, came out and started dancing and shit.
I really wanted my grandma to be at my wedding, but this bitch is clumsy.
Gritty gets the first dance. His grandma's not there.
Couldn't help it when Gritty body checked her into the buffet table.
Grandma don't got the balance that she used to.
She used to be so graceful.
They probably shouldn't have all been wearing ice skates. Like, I know it's a theme wedding, but
they rented
out
the
rink. It's dangerous.
Weddings on ice.
Yeah, but it was in Philadelphia, so I mean.
I'm trying to get married in a bouncy house. Let's get it. Nana's got it.
Just 25 people in a bouncy house.
Yes.
Do you take this young boy to be your husband forever?
You're saying I do is you're getting
I think Cam just never had a birthday party.
We
need like, he just missed
one.
Out on the birthday party. Like, I want cake and I want streamers.
And those
I want those little hats. Come on. Yep.
But everybody gets a bag.
No, only I get a bag. It's my bag.
Everybody gets a bag, and it's just Cam's merch that he couldn't sell.
Yeah, it's a bunch of Beyonce cheated. Or, no, wait.
Clap for Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just clap for Lisa's bumper stickers in the bag.
Really? You dropped it?
He's like, I don't do that no more.
He doesn't do that one anymore. He ran out of the stickers, folks.
I just use those to be petty, though. I put them on mailboxes.
Her mailbox?
Somebody puts it on your car, you take it off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, who gives a shit about a mailbox?
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, that's annoying, but the person who sees is the mailman.
Yeah, that's on the post office to take it off.
Are there any mailboxes that don't have rust on them? Because I don't think I've ever seen it.
Was that in your notes, Matt?
No, that part isn't. Clearly.
Mailboxes are just an extra step to the recycle bin.
Hey, look,
right.
That's all they are.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You brought it up.
That's true.
I put us in a bad situation, but you know what? I also am the captain, and I understand it's
captain. Perfect. Now, for the first time, I saw somebody at somebody pay with their phone. They like swipe across the thing instead of without a card or anything like that.
Oh, a lazy fuck?
Yeah,
they just use their. They're like, cappuccino, please.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
They tried to Jedi
mind trick. I don't know what this is.
Barista.
Some sort of new technology?
Yeah.
You just point your phone at shit?
Right, yeah. That's why it weirded me out.
That's how China's going to get us. You're going to have to do one of these payment things, and they're like, all right, thank you for all of your money.
Yeah.
You just walk past the bar, and you just bought all of these people drinks.
That's how homeless people are going to get you. You're going to wave it over them? They're going to be like, thanks, man.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you bought one PBR.
Bought two drinks and some peanuts.
They sell peanuts here?
I hope so. I'm starving.
Well, the chicken nuggets are good. You guys should check out the chicken nuggets.
Matt's recommendation.
It's a great endorsement.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Make sure you take care of your bartender.
Man, you got a little weight on you, but you don't have enough weight to where I trust all of you. David, how are the chicken nuggets?
Delicious. Delicious, yeah. They're like curry. They're like curry chicken nuggets.
David brought chicken nuggets from home, and he was like, he still got chicken nuggets here.
David at all time has chicken nuggets.
They're in my pocket. Yeah.
David's like, these aren't even shaped like dinosaurs. What are you doing? Yeah.
What the fuck, man? These aren't Tysons. What is this?
I swear, your first album, Pocket Nuggets.
I'm not gonna live long enough to write an hour. Get out of here.
Oh, it don't gotta be an hour.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I wouldn't want to see you do an hour.
Cam said you can have the secret track on his next album. Just 10 minutes of silence goes by, and then David Wayne.
I love when you listen to the song, like, unintentionally, you just in the shower, and it's on shuffle, and it just goes, like, real long. You're like, did my phone die? Because I don't charge it, because I'm shitty. And then some random shit comes in, and it's like, thank you for listening all the way to the album. It's a special song.
You can't do that now,
like,
man.
That album came out 15 years ago. I didn't know.
You can't do it, because no one listens to CDs. It's just Spotify. It just shows up as another track on the list. Or like iTunes, you gotta pay another 99 cents to get 10 minutes of fucking dead air and then some guy saying thank you.
It's worth every fucking penny.
Oh, for sure.
No, they had that on a System of a Down album. I was upstairs, and then the audio was somebody going into the studio and picking stuff up. So I thought somebody was in my house for like 3 minutes. I was like, oh shit. I'm just checking email. Don't move.
Cool. There's one at the end of I can't remember what Limp Bizkit album is.
This is our Limp Bizkit expert, everybody. Yeah. Stephen
Significant Other?
I think it was Significant Other where like Matt Pinfield just yells at you at the end.
Yeah, that's probably it.
And I was like, wow, this is the only thing people will know Matt Pinfield for anymore. Like, that's the best part.
He hosted a Headbangers Ball.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly.
Limp Bizkit's fans?
No, he was.
Yeah. It's okay, man. I'm sure Kanye will sample him someday. Hey.
Probably.
He's already crazy. Don't make him psycho.
Now, but I think in 5 years he'll be the lead singer of a heavy metal band.
You gonna ice tea it?
Yeah. What was that?
Played at the Kansas State Fair.
I don't remember the name of the band, but it was Cop Killer was like their big song. And then now we
play
Body
yeah.
Count. That's right, Jarrett with the dynamo. Hey, you know.
The school shooter's like, I know what you mean. We're right here, bro. That's my target audience.
Everyone, watch out for this guy in a beanie right here, okay? He's the only one wearing a fucking beanie. If he flips it upside down, it says Limp Bizkit on the outside.
Yeah! Did it all for the nookie. That's right. See, you know. You're like, you don't know. He knows.
It's funny that Red Man will fuck with him, but you won't.
Fred Durst is your real dad. Have you ever been to a Limp Bizkit concert, Mom? In the mid-90s in Jacksonville?
It was 99. It was a wild summer, all right?
Family.
Snoop Dogg was there.
Let's kill some time. I'll get on the piano. We'll play it classical style.
I used to only know like the middle part of it because like TRL would only play like the middle part of the video. This is number three this week, and then it just goes to like, you know. No, like they would do like top five like songs. You never watched TRL?
I watched TRL.
Oh, okay.
They didn't have a top five record.
No. They did top three.
My favorite episode of that one was when Tom Green wrote the Bum Bum song.
Oh.
And it hit number one.
Then
he was like, this is done. I just wanted to prove this is trash. And then he broke the videotape.
Didn't it feel good when they knew what you were talking about? Jarrett didn't.
That's validation.
Yeah.
Jarrett was like, body count.
Apparently Tom Green fans are the type of people that will watch a live podcast.
Can you at least put on Headstrong? But Trapped?
I bought their whole CD off of one song.
Really?
Right.
No.
That's it. Good
They're doing. I think they're playing Florida State Fair this year.
They're like, opening for Kid Rock
with, like,
or something.
Boyz II Men and whoever else is dying.
They're opening for funnel cakes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm just messing around.
Dogs.
I'll take a gig at the state fair this year. That's
dude,
if anybody out there.
Yeah, dude. Anything
has
deep
a connection.
Fried? Just pay me in deep fried Twinkies. I'm down.
No, did I do a flea market?
We're gonna have a conversation.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I did that. Flea market. So this is daytime flea market show. Okay.
That makes sense.
Getting booked at flea markets.
He
didn't
tell us it was a flea market. He said it was a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser at a flea market. What he didn't tell you was a fundraiser to keep the flea market open.
No, ew.
See, you opened for roller coasters. That's pretty goddamn good.
Was it the zipper?
It's just a dangerous high speed wagon.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was just a shopping cart on tracks. That sort of thing.
Yeah, no helmet either. No.
Just one knee pad. You'll be all right.
The carny's only got three fingers on each hand. He, like, pulls out a washer. He's like, I think I was supposed to use it. You're like, oh, no, get me off.
He's like, me.
Yeah. Ugh, his teeth are worse than mine somehow.
Yeah, how much is it going to cost to fix your teeth anyway?
Like $14,000.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Just get a grill.
Yeah, they will. That's right. Bring him back juvenile from 95.
Should he go gold or platinum?
You should just
pink.
David.
Yeah.
Pink. Yeah, just
you should just get dental insurance and claim a total loss. Yes.
Bankrupt on it or something. Yeah. I have dental insurance, but it's not enough to cover $14,000. I get like $2,000.
His deductible is $14,000. Yeah.
Just no enough.
Hell yes.
Take another beer.
No.
Who are you shouting at? Are you just shouting out into the ether?
Anyone?
Like, nope. Someone bring me
Shannon,
a beer.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Oh, good.
It's a near. I can't say it's an N-word, so I can't say it. But
yes, you can say
just
it.
Just a heads up, audience. You're not allowed to point at the only black guy in the room and go, "It's okay."
Yeah. That makes
it's
it a
okay.
Lot
He's
worse.
Right here.
That makes it a lot worse.
That's not allowed. Okay?
It's a white version. Give me a PBR.
It's all right. He's drinking one.
PBR, they're like, stay in that lane. Bud Light, that makes sense.
I get a red stripe. I get beat up. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Don't you dare order a Tecate. Rolling Rock, what? That just sounds like the Klan.
Rolling Rock, it does have white horses on the can. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm not supporting the Klan. They should definitely be endorsed.
That's a bold stance. I'm not supporting the Klan.
Oh, yeah.
You heard it here first.
I'm wearing too much Kanye right now on this outfit for anybody to go, well, he means that. I feel like if you know every word to a Kanye album front to back, you can't be racist. You'd be like, oh, man, I'd have sex with Blacker right now.
You got all the
I'm not racist, needed. But I did learn all the words of Kanye's albums.
You only do that just for research. It's too much research.
You just do it so you can say the N-word then. Oh, only two people laughed at that. Wow, shit.
That's a good, all right. Good move. Okay, oh, man.
It's a weird turn.
I don't
know.
Yeah,
it's our
podcasts are way less creepy and awkward and weird when you're just in a room.
When you're the only guy on the bus listening to it. It's way more palatable. Now it's like we're all on the bus together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Racist bus.
We're going.
Pasco County bus.
I live in Pasco County.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
What? Explains everything, really.
Yeah.
This looks like a panel for a movie or a show that nobody shot.
Yeah.
Or would watch.
Like, this is going to come out on Netflix in 2025.
It looks like a panel for a movie about people who were shot. Like, yeah. That's what we look like. Like the ones who did not get away.
We're going to be on Just Flicks.
What?
Netflix is doing a spinoff just called Flicks, and that's going to be us.
Ew. Yeah. Is it really?
No, I'm joking. Oh. That sounds good, right? I'd watch it. It's all like the B-roll movies and shit that you never see.
Hell yeah.
They'll have like some random Nicolas Cage movie on there.
Like every Nicolas Cage
movie? Why would anybody want that? Why would anybody want that?
Well, I don't know. They exist.
Yeah, nobody. Like, you could have an entire streaming service of just Nicolas Cage movies that nobody watched.
Netflix.
Hey, Con Air is pretty good.
All Nicolas Cage all the time. You don't even get to choose the movie. It just plays them all in order. Constantly.
Oh, yeah. Face-Off would be a good one.
Face-Off's great.
It does random order, but it's just always Seasons of the Witch.
Yeah. He's
Con Air.
Yeah, Con Air, but John Malkovich saved that movie.
I just watched that recently. That's the only reason why I know Keanu's in it.
That'd be a different movie with Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage exercising demons? That would be way too extreme.
After I saw John Wick, I was like, oh, Keanu's top 5 white people all time.
Yeah.
John Wick? Yes.
I said that after Point Break. I'm old. Have we established that? Got it. Oh, what do we got here? Yeah, Shannon Kelly, everybody. Oh, let's give it up for her, huh?
What did we get? Samples?
Steven.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What is this? Oh, thank.
I didn't even get one. No, that's fine. Go ahead. That's for you.
She skipped right over you.
I ate the cups.
What is in each of these?
All right, Jameson is one. What's the...
The bubbly one's ginger ale, I'm assuming. Yeah. Are we going to do this?
Yep.
Everybody drinking. Put your drinks up. We're all going to...
There's nothing more exciting than taking shots on a podcast.
Right. We're filming this one, so...
I don't want to spill it. We got to do tiny cheers. This whiskey's so good, you got to chase it with ginger ale.
Yeah.
Is that funny now?
Wow. I'm saving that.
No
for
driving.
Still not drink.
Speaking of this guy, he picked me up today. I said, "Can I get a ride to the podcast?" I thought he was going to send like a car service or something, and he showed up in his Toyota. That's all like Fast and the Furious out. He's weaving in between the lanes, smoking cigarettes. He was like he's like Vin Diesel.
This
guy's like Vin Diesel. I was scared at first, yeah.
Yeah.
It took me a minute to get used to it. And I was like, oh, this guy knows how to drive. Yeah, this guy's good.
Well, that's a sitting job. That's easy.
David's an angry driver.
All leg work.
He's still got a stick shift car. He's shifting with like one finger. He's like just brushing it back.
It's a lot of drifting.
So, yeah, he did some drifting. Yeah, it was
good.
And
a Corolla. I didn't do that. No,
it was a souped-up Corolla.
No, it's not. It's a base model L.
It was good. It was good.
No, but I drive
fast. Yeah,
shut up, Matt. God damn it.
I used to ride from Pasco to, like,
what is your insurance agent in the audience? You don't want to say anything?
We could be watching. The safety camera, yeah. Yeah, I could never use that. I speed everywhere.
So. And then as soon as after that month, then you start going faster.
My mom had got one of those cameras in the car. She was like, "Hey, I love you. You can't drive this car.
Yeah.
Exactly. I gotta get the deduction. Right. I drive safe, and you drive like an idiot. And I'm like, what are red lights really?
Yeah. You gotta switch. You're like, Mom, blow into this so I can start my car. Come on, if I can't drive yours, I got to drive.
How can the insurance count if you don't have a driver's license?
Oh, is that a young joke?
No, I mean, I'm saying that you're a piece of shit driver. And you don't deserve a driver's license.
Yeah, this motherfucker ran out of gas on the way here. And I'm not exaggerating.
That's because he was driving a moped. It's a very small tank.
It doesn't mean you're a bad driver. It means you're irresponsible.
Oh. It means you're a bad adult.
No, I'm irresponsible and I'm broke. I'm not like, I didn't flip my car. I just didn't have enough gas.
If you had enough gas, you would have.
Yeah, exactly. So,
saved your own life.
So not everybody knows, but Matt almost was a doctor.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was, yeah.
Almost.
You the dude who fixed
me? Hey, look at his pen.
But what? Okay, what? So you don't have insurance
that's a
now.
Pen.
Would you go over to his house if your pancreas was hurting if he wasn't going to charge you?
That just sounds like you're trying to fuck.
Well, I mean, that's part of it. That's part of it. That's part of it.
Right.
I'll see what's wrong.
He's like, let me feel on your pancreas.
Can't put this on.
It's. Yeah.
It's all injections, no needles, man.
It's called manipulations, Cam.
I'm a little young for a prostate exam.
So Matt was a doctor, or he was training to be a doctor.
Right.
He was almost a doctor. So
kind of almost, but still
in
not.
In the Caribbean.
So what we want to do is, if anyone's got some medical questions to put to a person who did not make it through medical school, if you wouldn't mind coming up.
Yeah, didn't you go to medical school in, like, the Dominican Republic?
Grant.
What? Grant. I went to that school in Dominican.
Grand Cayman.
Sorry.
The St. Matthews University.
St. Matthews.
Yeah, you can look
Cayman.
It up. It's real. I'm not making it up.
So.
Oh, wow.
Drop a Doc Matt.
Yeah.
Medical questions, folks.
Anyone? Question?
Anyone have some questions?
People are like, I don't want.
It's like, I don't want wrong information.
All right.
Right.
You do. You do.
You live in LA. You have an STD.
You're just hoping they fight each other out.
Right. Right.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Well, like super loaded.
Just trying to get back to drinking.
You're front loading, yeah.
Right.
It's like when you know you feel like a cold coming on, and then you just front load like the vitamins and the cold medication before it totally comes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take it all.
Right.
And then you drink a bottle of orange juice. Exactly. 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 Can you front-load antibiotics, is what he's asking.
Take them all.
You take them all at once.
What?
I think I shit my stomach out.
Yeah, wear two condoms.
See, that's good. That's Caribbean doctor advice. Wear two condoms next time. Next time, wear two condoms.
Yeah, rub some jerk chicken on it.
That's true. That's a good point. Here's a question. Cam has brought it up. Here's a question.
Right.
How do you eat ass in a sanitary manner? Because everybody talks about safe sex.
I got to know this one.
Yeah. Everybody talks about safe sex. But now ass eating is in style. So how do you eat ass?
John,
I know this one.
John. John.
Yeah.
I'm an avid eater. So
how do you do it? How do you do it sanitary?
Fork and knife.
Plastic wrap. Yeah, lobster bib. But you use plastic wrap.
No, it's a bib with an ass on.
Put that over it.
All right, slow down. I really want to answer this question from the doctor here.
Oh, okay.
I don't want any of your guys' home remedies, okay? You guys got these home remedies for eating ass?
What
I want real medical advice.
What wrong with you guys?
Jesus Christ. All right, hypothetically, if I was eating booty, like, who starts... A question with
no,
that.
I want no, this is a doctor patient thing, Matt. Not
right.
This isn't you.
There's no hypothetical. He's really
right.
Eating ass.
Yeah, no, what do I gotta do to make it safe sex?
To make it safe sex. Get yourself a disposable douche.
Step
go
one.
Go in the shower. Work it out. Get it clean. Barrier protection.
That's some Caribbean doctor shit. That's Caribbean doctor shit. Just spray water on it. Spray water on it. They're all dirty. They're all dirty. All right, show everybody your butthole right now. Let's see. Show your butthole. All right, he's going to show his butthole.
Take your fanny pack off.
And that'll be the climax of the show.
Yeah,
I know. I made things weird. But you. In my defense, you invited me here.
Step one, you got to shave the mustache to eat ass. Smelly.
I haven't tried it yet.
You don't
I
want that flavor saver, man. You don't.
I haven't tried it. No.
Yeah, that's not something you want to save for
rude?
Later.
Yeah,
but I'm over 35 though, so I think it's okay.
You never eat ass? You never eat ass?
Dude,
I got this beard today. He was very hairy.
I've inadvertently licked a butthole before. It was just I was in the position and I slipped.
Right, but that's not intent.
And it was there was no intent.
So does it count?
Some are higher than others, ma'am.
I pretended it didn't happen.
That's true.
I pretended it didn't happen.
As a man who's done doggy style at least three times, it is hard to find.
That's second degree ass eating.
Yes. Second.
Yeah, it's second degree. It's non-premeditated. What second degree.
It was ass slaughter.
Ass slaughter. Yeah. I didn't intend to do it, but it happened.
Salad toss.
So
I'm getting
premeditated.
This
whatever.
Yeah. What happened to the music? We're still trying to get medical advice.
It's done.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know we were still doing.
Nobody else wanted to do it. If anything,
yeah, we're just gonna keep asking.
I got steel drums for days, man. We'll keep this going.
How many? Okay, Matt. How many times a day is? How many times a day? If you poop a certain amount of times a day, how many times is too much?
It's really a lot of shit questions, John.
Like, trying to tell us something, or?
I'm just asking.
Right.
You're not a doctor. What did you go to school?
No. But everybody's different a little bit. Yeah. Okay. How old are you?
That was my next question.
23.
I'm 36, and it's been happening since I was 24. So this is what you're going to turn into.
So you're saying your poop's not solid?
Ever. It's true.
Fiber, right?
Yeah.
I got something right!
You gotta eat something more than cheese, man. Yeah, right. Right.
What is fiber?
Right, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a road comic. He eats nothing but chicken wings and girls' buttholes. That's all he eats.
Yeah.
That's all he eats. I think you just have a bacterial infection.
Actually, you could romaine right now. You should go eat some romaine lettuce. Right. They'll clear right up.
Toss.
Yeah. That's why your shit's liquid, because you don't eat lettuce.
You gotta toss a romaine salad.
Yeah.
I do.
Kim.
I put hot sauce on salad.
Kim, level with me. Do you have hot sauce in your fanny pack right now?
Hey, pull this thing off. What do we got in this thing? Show everybody
like
this.
Clinton.
Show everybody this. Just hold it up real quick. Take it off and hold it
young
up real
Hillary
quick.
Young Hillary Clinton, hot sauce on him all the time.
Exactly.
Because he came down the stairs and all I saw was a glistening. I thought it was a WWE superstar.
Wow.
And so what are you keeping here?
Soup. They put rims on that?
Dude, you deserve diarrhea.
Just show me.
For that
just show
thing.
Me.
It was weighing you down. You couldn't hold it. Good God.
You had to pull out your tampons.
Let's see. You got two tampons in there. I assume that's for bloody noses. How old is this wallet? All right.
What's in that wallet,
right?
Receipts?
No, that's a business card.
These are look at this. These are all cards to arcades around the country.
A lot of Dave and Buster's in there.
Dude, does your back hurt? Because, I mean, I know you have no ass, but then you're sitting on a filing cabinet.
That's the payment.
Yeah, I had that, but it was sanitary. It was fine.
Thumb. Yeah, thumb's nice. Thumb's nice.
I apologize.
Never had a girl
I apologize.
The oil. You never had a girl check the oil while going down there? I mean, she's
yeah,
already.
That's
yeah,
that's true. That's the.
Yeah. You gotta go big or go home.
Nah, you gotta go pinky.
And,
you know what I mean?
Pinky?
Come on, bro.
You ain't gauging ears. What
pinky.
Is this?
If you want thumb in the booty before pinky, you just have.
You putting your feet in the shallow end, you jump head first in the deep end.
He dates
friend.
A lot of football players, in his defense.
Yeah.
He's out in L.A. What? Oh, but people are describing different
well,
asshole moves out
thumbs?
There. Okay.
She's throwing
okay,
three fingers.
Are we supposed?
This one only goes in the booty. You can't put this on a pee-hole.
We're getting crazy.
She came
there.
With the right attitude, man.
Fuck it, whole fist.
Hey, it's funny. When we joke about weird shit, it's funny to be like, we joking. And then Stephen Henry's like, I'm not that.
It's true.
Like,
it's true.
I've been there. What, y'all ain't never had a whole fist in your
yeah. You fucking amateurs. You never had a fist up
damn
your
it,
ass.
That's where I was going to.
To be fair, they're just giraffes, man. It's fine.
Long necks. Yeah, long necks.
Man, people are pulling back hard on that.
All right, so nobody has a medical question for Dr. Maddie Bills?
No, to be honest with you, I don't blame them. That's a weird thing. That's a weird segment that y'all.
It is a weird segment.
Y'all was like, everybody's going to be like, well, I got a question. Nah, man, everybody's going to be like, you ain't going to out me.
Well, I think it worked out because we're both so fucked up that we had plenty.
Well, we do have another one.
Oh, okay.
David's a bit of a car expert.
What?
You're a car expert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Fix somebody's Honda. Come on, bro.
It gives you some pro tips. Okay. Does anyone got some car questions?
I actually do have one.
You're just gonna go ahead and do it?
Yeah. No. It's fuck you guys.
All right.
No, because like, it's starting to get
wins.
Bad. So,
the house
yeah.
always wins.
All right, David, when I'm driving my Hyundai Accent. Okay. Right. When I start putting on the brakes, my steering wheel starts to shake.
Starts to shimmy.
Right. Shimmy and shake.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes it'll shake really hard. Wow. Sometimes it won't shake. Very much.
Okay.
What's wrong with my car?
Well, now, when it starts to shake violent now, are you going real fast?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're
yeah,
going
yeah.
quick.
You shouldn't have bought that goddamn Korean car. This fucking Hyundai Accent over here. You need to get yourself American, boy. Get your goddamn Ford. Come on down here. Fucking around with that bullshit. All right. Now, what's going to happen is what we call your brake pads wearing out now. All right. And your brake pads probably warped a little bit now.
Hang on.
What do you mean by the warp? No, don't interrupt me now. I'm on a roll. It starts to warp a little bit now.
Did you
what
guys
you
honestly
do?
Take a selfie in the middle of this?
What's happening over here? goddamn technology and shit. No, seriously, this is a serious answer. I know I sound like an idiot, but this is a serious answer right now.
Right.
Sorry, that's a segment we do where I give redneck car advice, but no, really, you're breaking.
If your car runs out of gas,
yeah, right.
Will it stop?
Okay. Okay, all right. Well, you can get yourself a Hummer now. They got good back seats. But.
It's the widest car.
Listen here now. They weigh like 8,000 pounds, so gas ratio not good there. You're going to not get good gas mileage, all right?
What are you doing?
Crown Victoria. Crown Vic. No, you get. Well, I mean, are you just going to use the car just to fuck in, or are you going to be driving it? Oh, all right, well.
He keeps it parked outside of his job.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, then just go use a Hummer if you can for that. It's a big back seat. Or Crown Vic. They got a big trunk. You can bend them over. It's a good place to hide the body afterwards.
Just listener discretion. Don't murder people you have sex with. It's not a good idea. Yeah, that's...
You know what?
That's Cam's recommendation. Oh, he's off. I knew that was going to happen. Yeah, laugh at him.
I think we're done with the car. We're done with the car. That's how we get school shooters, Cam.
Jarrett, can you...
Well,
we're gonna lose a lot of web designers.
I think the wheels came off this car, Steven. We might want to cut the music there. All right.
Okay, yeah. I was worried that was gonna happen all night, but it worked out. Yeah. And now this pouch is like kind of glaring at me. Yeah, it's like.
You say you're looking at the pouch, but I know what you want.
I can't. This pouch is so bright. If his dick was out right now, I wouldn't even be able to see it.
You wouldn't be able to see it anyway.
I'm sorry. Wait. Next segment. Sorry.
Well, you have a dick hole in your panty pouch.
So that's the extra weight you're carrying.
We got a new segment now. It's Cam. We got a new segment for Cam.
Do we?
Lesbians with pouches. And anyone ask a lesbian who wears one?
I'll run it. Hey, no, look. Don't play with me. I'll run it.
I'll run it. I don't know. Your ass eating doesn't sound like it needs some help there.
I know. He's shaming you. You're shaming him.
You ass eater. And then he's like,
yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Look, sometimes, you know, some people don't like you. Some people are like, wow, you went the extra mile to make me happy as a human being.
That's nice.
And so what you're saying is you're a good guy.
I'm a good guy. I'm not going to do it if you don't like it, but if that's what you're doing, I'll let you know about.
Yeah. That's nice. You're going to stop like mid-fuck? No! I wanted to eat your ass!
You think before this I wasn't tied to the bed? Come on, bro.
That'd be the weirdest dude to be, the like forcible ass-eating guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to eat it. Just get over here. Yeah.
You don't want that? Well, we're done. You can leave. If I ain't eating ass, you're out of here.
Real sweet until you aggressively
We had a deal. Why'd I buy you Tijuana Flats?
That's right. See, them tacos ain't cheap.
I wish I finished school.
Wish you would have been a doctor, huh?
Yeah,
pretty
right.
much, yeah.
Going to school and finishing school still would have taken years.
If you were a doctor in the Caribbean right now, there'd be like a skinny white guy that would come in and be like, "Can I just take all the antibiotics at once?"
Yeah, right. He's on some cruise or some shit. He's like,
"I got a cruise to get back to."
Hey doc, I hooked up with this girl from the casino. I don't know about her. Can I just eat all the antibiotics?
Your life would be no different.
No, probably right.
Just give me an antibiotic cocktail.
Yeah, you just get to burn a bummer clot on a regular. That's the only difference.
It should be all conch fritters.
They're like cough drops don't solve everything, doc. Yeah. Oh my god!
You gotta get the cough syrup, Robitussin, right? Chris Rock taught me that in the '90s.
Did he?
Get that Tussin in there, boy.
There we go. Nice.
Awesome.
This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so
it has.
Far.
So I want to take this time to just be a little cheesy and thank Shannon for letting us put this on. Shannon Kelly.
Behind you.
Thank you, Shannon.
Yeah, thank her.
We got to.
Thank you for our shots.
Oh,
that
yeah.
led to ass eating for 15 minutes.
Hey, Shannon. You're the sweetest.
Love you. Love you, too.
She said that so sarcastically.
I love you guys.
Are they almost done? Get off the stage.
I don't think we should move. I think we should just do the
open
comedy
mic in
open
front
mic.
Of us.
Yeah, they just go in front of us. We don't turn our mics off.
We're going to judge your sets, by the way. This is a new format.
Before we do that, I do want to say this. Hey, look, Shannon's so cool. I'm sensitive sometimes, so when people are mean to me, I don't like when people are mean. But me and Shannon are real friends, and when she was mean to me, I was like, I don't like when you're mean to me. She was like, I thought we were there, and I was like, we are there, but I'm soft. All right? Like a human teddy bear.
Oh.
I literally wear a fanny pack. You are mean to me all the time.
Oh.
That's just Shannon, man. Like
I say you get me one of those for Christmas, man. I'll wear it out with you.
I mean, this isn't even mine.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
There's like
what's his name?
There's a 12-year-old on.
I want a Newport one. I remember when I was a kid, they used to have like Newports. If you smoke enough Newports, you get like a neon green one. See, they know what I'm talking about, right? Give me like a Newport cigarette when I rock the shit out of that thing. It wouldn't fit, but you know,
if you
we get
smoke
extenders
enough Newports,
like an airplane, we'll get an extender on there.
David's gonna die jogging in the park 6 months from now
jogging.
With a Newport fanny pack.
What's jogging? let me Google jogging real quick. I've never done that.
Oh, you mean slow running?
Yeah, aggressively walking? I've done that to stalk some people.
Hey, when do we gotta go?
I'm right about now. It's about that time.
I think it's about time for
we're gonna
to
do some plugs,
drink.
I guess.
Hey, look, I'm
telling you, you're going to have to do sets with Cam at least sitting there.
I'm not kidding. I will be here for everyone's set. I'm not going to chime in unless I go like, but if it was a great, nah, that's rude. Every comic deserves their time, but if you do some shit that just was easy, I'm going to be like, come on, bro. But if you do some shit that was real good, I'm going to be like, there it is.
That's the two
nice.
Judgment.
Like
that's
that.
The two measurements. There it is.
That's got legs.
That's got legs.
You be the first comic hype man.
I'll do it. I'm not gonna move. Even if you turn my mic off, I just have to. This is comfy.
So
plugs?
Oh, nothing. You guys wanted to apologize for first, or you just want to go?
I apologize
oh, yeah.
for everything.
Hang on. All right,
now let me go first because I really do apologize.
It's
too soft to eat booty. I
feel like there's
a lot of women out there.
It's just me.
Cam, I respect that you said three and not four. You know me.
Me and my wife met before online dating, so we didn't know any better. I didn't know I was supposed to do it. I'm never supposed to do it.
Let me clarify. I will eat the shit out of anything. But but I'm not doing it in a casual hookup. I got at least that's like a you know a six
like you
month.
Get a casual hookup.
That's a 6 month like we've been dating. I kind of see your healthy eating habits.
Yeah,
I don't want no shitty
diet.
Ass. I got to know how much they shower on a basis. You know what I mean?
You're coming in this ass eating with judgment, man. Like.
Because the women you rocking with off top, if you even have the thought
in the gluten that might not be, like, up to par.
Yeah, let me specify real quick.
Don't lick the crusty.
Any girl that's going to let me fuck them has a nasty ass. So that's why, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Right,
honesty is the best policy. Honesty is the best policy.
Any girl that would let David Wade inside of them wipes once a week.
Yep.
I'm not going to apologize for anything, but I have a podcast too. I've been doing it for about 10 years. Check out somethingplanet.com for
that's
that podcast.
The plug section.
I thought it was in the.
This
said
is
plugs.
Apology.
He said
sounds
plugs.
Like plugs.
Matt said plugs.
All right, I apologize for that then. I apologize for that first part then. Also, check out johnjcomedy.com for all my upcoming dates. And I also apologize for saying that in the wrong section.
Yeah. I don't really have any apologies, man. You know, you come to a basement on a Tuesday night at like 10:30. You know what the fuck you're getting into, all right? Like, let's be honest. Nobody has to work early tomorrow. So, Matt.
I'm sorry, John Jacobs is no longer running Pokies, and now I have to. That's my plug
inside
and my
baseball.
Apology.
Inside
baseball. Pokies tomorrow. I'm going to be your new host.
I have one more plug. Can these people that did all the different asshole symbols get up here in the lights and show everybody their plugs?
No, they're not getting up. They've been sitting there since 8:30.
Okay, all right.
They're not getting up.
I just wanted to see some more plugs.
They're good and comfortable, man.
Yeah. That couch does look nice. Steven?
I'm not going to apologize for shit. I like eating ass.
Yeah! Round of applause if you eat ass! Yeah. They're with you. They're with you. So.
This is St. Peter's fucking here.
He's playing it cool. He's playing it cool.
You gotta call two women you've been with who's like, yeah, he's about that life. You're like, I've done it, but I'm also not like a...
Are you saying you want references?
Yeah.
You want is there any references in the room for this gentleman? Oh, this gentleman back here right. In the back, he's vouching for it.
No. He's just sticking out his tongue like he's tasting hot sauce.
Yeah. Like he's trying to catch a snowflake.
Ew. Keanu
Reeves, Nicolas Cage shit, but look, you eat booty, so we right here.
Alright, now we're on plugs. Cam, what you got?
I got a show this Saturday. It's gonna be right here. It's gonna be what is it? Stan, what's the start? 6 o'clock. 6:30? Six, yeah. Oh, doors open at 6, it'll be at 6:30. There's like a bunch of comics on it.
All good comics. I will not be there, but all good comics.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Not a one of us.
Look, everybody going to be mad at me. Shut up. Come, man. Actually, we have some dropouts, so if y'all want to do some time, we got time. So, let me know.
Woo.
Yeah, if y'all want to come.
I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to do it right now, but I'm going to drop out later in the week.
But it's funny.
No, I promise I'll be there. Until Thursday, and then I'm sorry, man.
I'm going to make a spot for you, and then unmake a spot.
All right. I appreciate that.
The show will be fun. You'll see me not be stupid. Actually, you'll see it. Hopefully, Shannon, can I do a set?
Yeah, you're always a stupid.
Can I do a set right here?
Your own show on Saturday?
Well, that's not fair. When is the mic going to start? Mic start?
After that.
After you get done with your fucking plugs, motherfucker. You've been talking for 5 minutes.
That doesn't sound
that's not
fair.
What?
I love you guys.
Yeah, if you come to that show Saturday, Cam will eat your ass, by the way.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
100%.
And John already did his, so.
JohnJComedy.com for all upcoming dates.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing something I don't even know, the end of December.
December 29th here at Big Top.
He knows. Yeah. This is my manager.
Yeah.
Steve. No, I'm kidding.
I'm your hype man.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, come out to Pokies tomorrow, downtown Tampa.
Pokies.
Come to the Comedy Club.
Come watch a sad man.
Yep.
That's your Matt Williams guarantee.
That's
you
me,
won't
yeah.
be sad.
All right. Thank you for coming.
Thank you guys so much for coming.
Yeah, thank
great.
You guys so much, man. Like, this is...
You guys are amazing.
This is crazy.
Thank you.
All right.